Survival of cardiac arrest outside a hospital is dismal. Nationally, about 92% with cardiac arrest die. Tests are underway to determine how traditional CPR, using chest compressions and rescue breathing, compares to continuous or hands-only compressions. Dr. Tom Ofterheide is a professor of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's leading the study.
We need new treatments. We need more effective treatments. That's why we are currently doing the studies we're doing.
The National Institutes of Health says Milwaukee County is one of about 125 EMS organizations in the U.S. and Canada that will be using continuous chest compressions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.